Hello, this is Dr. Grover back with Positively Good Advice, and I am coming to you today to talk to you about reasons to go to the veterinarian. There are several reasons which would necessitate an emergency visit. Obviously, any kind of major injury or trauma or laceration, which would be a cut, would require an emergency trip to the veterinarian. There are several other things, though, that people don't often think about. If your pet has ingested something and you don't know whether or not it's safe, a good thing to do is to get on the phone and call the veterinarian and see if you need to bring them in right away. Things around the house, such as grapes or macadamia nuts or oftentimes chocolate or even gum, can be very toxic to your pet. And so you may need to induce vomiting right away, or you may need to bring them in for things such as activated charcoal or IV fluids. There are also things such as toys that dogs and cats can eat. It can become lodged somewhere in their intestinal tract. So again, calling right after you notice that to find out what you should do is a very, very good thing. Other reasons to bring your pet to the veterinarian: if they're losing weight, if they're drinking a lot or urinating a lot, or they're trying to urinate and nothing's coming out. Those are all very good reasons to make an appointment and get in to see the veterinarian right away. If your pet breaks with diarrhea, you don't necessarily have to rush to the vet that day. You can wait and see and just do a bland diet, such as like rice and hamburger, or if you have a cat, just a little bit of, you know, boiled chicken, and just let their digestive tract rest for a day and see if the diarrhea clears. If so, everything's probably okay. If not, then you do want to go to the veterinarian and bring a stool sample with you if that is the case. Other reasons to go to the veterinarian: if your pet is acting very off, not himself or herself, then generally that's a reason to go to the vet, you know, right away. There can be all kinds of odd things that can happen. If they seem to be extremely uncomfortable, say they're just not acting like themselves, and when you touch them, they're yelping. Again, a good reason to call the vet and get in right away. If, on the other hand, they're acting a little bit mopey, but they're eating, they're drinking, they're just a little bit down, generally you can wait a day or two, see if they come around. You know, see if they're back to normal the next day. Other good reasons: if they're having accidents in the house, if you've seen several changes, say they're drinking more, urinating more, and losing weight, and they're older or obese pets, you know, definitely a reason to get into the veterinarian. We do see a lot of diabetes in, you know, older dogs, older cats, especially ones that are overweight. So if you're seeing a conglomeration of signs, you definitely want to make an appointment. You don't want to sit on that and wait a while. Another good reason to go into the veterinarian, although not on an emergency basis, would be if you notice a mass. If you find a mass, or if you have your pet, say, has an ear infection, you notice a smell, you know, get an ear cleaner, clean out the ear, and make an appointment with the veterinarian. But it's not, again, that would not be a strictly emergency basis where you have to rush right over. If your pet is vomiting several times within a day, it is a very good reason to get into the veterinarian right away. If your pet is not, you know, if he just vomits one time, again, if he's acting relatively normal, everything else seems to be fine, you may be able to wait a day. But if they vomit 6 or 7 times in a day, a good reason to go in right away. Again, if you have questions, if you know something's happened, get on the phone, call your veterinarian. We do love to talk to clients so that we can advise them, you know, whether it would be a good thing or, you know, whether they can wait a little bit. Other good reasons to come in: if your pet has a lameness, you know, again, say they're limping on a leg, it's been going on for 3 or 4 weeks. You know, not a reason that you have to go in immediately, but if you see a severe trauma that occurs and your pet all of a sudden comes up lame and you're worried that the leg, you know, may be broken, then that would be a reason to get in, again, right away. So there are a lot of things that can be an emergency and there are things that can wait. It's important to use common sense, and if you do that, Generally, you'll make the best choice for your pet. If you do have an emergency, if you do need to go to a veterinarian right away, think about what you're going for. If your pet's having blowout diarrhea or a lot of blood in the stool, take a stool sample with you. If your pet is having accidents in the house and you can get a urine sample, take that with you. Don't let them go before you leave and then right when you get to the veterinarian, because then you may not be able to get a sample and then you're going to be, you know, waiting or guessing or trying to get, you know, samples when you don't really have a good sample to get. So again, use some common sense, and if you think something's not right, and you can help out by bringing something with you, you know, say they chew up something and you are not sure if it's going to be a problem, bring what they chewed up with you so the veterinarian can see it and they can get some idea on what the texture and the feel is and say, okay, is this going to be a problem or not? Those things are all very, very helpful for your veterinarian. If you guys have any other questions, please feel free. Let us know. Let the veterinarian know, and we are glad to help out. Thank you for your time. I hope this is helpful on when to go to the veterinarian in a hurry and when to give it a little bit of time, see if things work themselves out. Thank you for listening.